President Trump, China must open markets to U.S. manufacturing and farmers to make a deal. By Michelle Moons on January 31, 2019. President Donald Trump warned Thursday of impending tariff increases should trade meetings with China not result in a deal by March 1. A Chinese trade delegation has been meeting with U.S. counterparts this week in Washington, D.C. As part of a 90-day tariff truce that began with a meeting between President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping at the Argentina G20 on December 1. China's top trade negotiators are in the U.S. meeting with our representatives. Meetings are going well with good intent and spirit on both sides, Trump tweeted Thursday morning. China does not want an increase in tariffs and feels they will do much better if they make a deal. They are correct. I will be. President Trump indicated that he must meet again with President Xi in the near future to discuss and agree on some of the long-standing and more difficult points of making a deal. He went on. China's representatives and I are trying to do a complete deal, leaving nothing unresolved on the table. All of the many problems are being discussed and will be hopefully resolved. Trump then brought to attention that tariffs on China increased to 25% on March 1, so all working hard to complete by that date. President Trump added that while China has agreed to some opening in its markets, he expects more for a trade deal to be done. Looking for China to open their markets not only to financial services, which they are now doing, but also to our manufacturing, farmers and other U.S. businesses and industries. Without this, a deal would be unacceptable. In an interview with the Daily Caller published Thursday, the president again pointed to the 25% tariff the U.S. has placed on $50 billion in Chinese goods, most of them in high technology, and an additional 10% in tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods. I was going to charge them 25% on $200 billion worth of goods and then I'd have $267 billion left over where I'm not charging them anything. At their request, and subject to this deal until March 1, I'm charging them 10% on $200 billion. Trump told the outlet when asked about the importance of China implementing intellectual property protections for U.S. investors in China. Those protections are an element of trade negotiations President Trump has been long adamant must be resolved to solidify a trade deal. Trump warned that the 10% tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese goods will go up to 25% after March 1 if a deal is not reached. He called the intellectual property protections very important to him. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.